Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed. It's full of flavor.
That's what you want. You want my honey.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of The Honey Suite. It is Tuesday, 9 o'clock on the dot, and I am here in full effect, as always. I'm back. I'm still at 95% better, you know, trying to recoup from my my flu and laryngitis episode that I had last week. But I'm here, and I'm ready for you. 805-830-8320. Just a reminder that tonight is The Locker Room, and I finally got me a co-host for The Locker Room, Mr. Buddha from Miami. Florida.
Wow, you almost forgot my name.
No, I did not. Forget your name. I was going to call you Lee Buddha. That's why. So I did not forget your name.
I got you.
I did not forget your name. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
That's great.
A little hungry.
And how
is
your weekend?
It's pretty good. I worked.
Oh, you worked on the weekend. Did you say before that?
Yeah. I said I'm a little hungry, but other than that, yeah, I'm okay.
You're a little hungry?
Yeah, I'm a little hungry.
Okay. You're entitled to be hungry. You're all working in.
I appreciate it.
So it's the official locker room, which is normally supposed to happen on the first Tuesday of the month, but unfortunately, I was sick out of commission. So I was not able to do it on the first Tuesday. I scheduled it for this week. So, you know, long as it gets done, right?
Right.
And tonight, I picked the topic because I was put in that position. And I thought maybe it was me. I did think, you know, maybe it was me. And I was thinking of sexual confidence, being confident in the bedroom. When you have a little too much, and when you don't have enough.
That's kind of tricky.
It is kind of tricky. Because
that goes according to what the individual that you deal with, you know?
It does. You know, and I know we've all been in that situation where we've probably been a little uncomfortable. And then I know you said you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and that don't really happen.
Right.
You know, I've heard stories.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of them too, on both sides, from males and females.
This is that show, folks, because I'm always been accused of male bashing. I am not male bashing. That's why I have Buddha here. He's going to keep it balanced. From a male's perspective, as well as from a female perspective. So there's nobody being thrown under the bus because we're all guilty of it. Either side of the spectrum.
It doesn't matter gender.
What you gonna say?
Gender, race, creed, it don't even matter.
It don't even matter. It's sex. We all do it. We all do it. So
at least try to.
Yes. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Press 1. We'll definitely let you on, and you can join into the conversation as well. Share your stories. Share your opinions. It's just an open market tonight, but we do want to hear from our male listeners. So please call in and share your thoughts on the topic. Yes.
Right.
So sexual confidence. We agree that we all go through it. Sometimes you can talk to a guy or girl, and y'all have this mental connection. You feel like the chemistry is there, especially when you meet somebody online or like a blind date, somebody set it up and you have not seen this person physically. You start to envision everything and believe in everything that they're telling you.
Right.
And then you get to the point where, you know, skip all the dating and all that. You get to the point where you're in the bedroom and you're about to get popping and it just doesn't work for you.
And the chemistry is not there.
The chemistry is not there. And I'm telling you, you didn't have the best phone sex with this person. But now we're in the same room with this person and it's just not
everybody there. Acting brand new.
Mm-hmm. Like you don't know what you've been telling this person. You know, you're like sexting. You're sexting with this person. Yeah. Same thing when you do know the person and you flirt all the time at work.
Right.
You know, y'all always at work, y'all flirting. Some way, somehow, y'all on a company retreat, y'all end up in the same bedroom, and it just don't happen. I don't know. I've been in both situations.
Yeah, I have too, but it happened both times. So.
It happened both times.
Yeah.
Lee, Buddha, was you not able to perform?
No. We actually need to do. What you talking about?
Oh, so you did do the do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I've got to
don't get me wrong. I was a little nervous in the beginning because, you know, how you talk so much back and forth, like what you going to do, what you ain't going to do, and you ain't going to do nothing. And when that person pop up and they pull your card, now it's time to get down with it.
Yeah.
So you're either going to perform or you're going to fail. So.
Right. Okay.
You know, some people don't rise. Some people rise to the occasion, some don't. And that goes on both sides, a woman and a man.
Right. It goes both ways. We got a caller from the 347 7201. What's your name? We're both.
How you doing? It's Wendy Crush.
Hey, Wendy, how are you?
Yeah. Once I seen the ad, I had to call in.
Okay, you seen the ad, Wendy. I bet you got some stories for me.
Yeah, I got plenty. Where you want me to start?
Start with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Now, let's start with the bad, the good, and the ugly. Okay.
There you go.
The bad is when you have a man and they talk that talk, but can't walk the walk.
Mm.
All right.
I'm the type of person, I'm going to let you run your mouth until I get tired of hearing you.
Mm.
And then when I put on you, then I kick you out of my house.
Oh, I hear you. Hey.
They deserve it.
No, because you today, let me tell you, today type of people, you sit back and you wonder why they tell you all of the stuff in your ear or send you pictures of things that you didn't ask for. And then you sit back in the cut and you're like, what is this?
Right.
And then when you meet them, it ain't even up to your expectation of what you want. But, you know, you done set yourself up, so you got to go through, you got to follow through, or better yet, kick them out at the beginning so it don't have to go no further.
Right.
Yeah.
So my thing is to y'all, you know, why do people make up things or to make people believe that they are what they are, I mean what they are not, and then try to play you after the fact? Especially when they know they weren't what they needed to be in the bedroom.
Well, some people tend to believe their own lies, you know.
Yeah.
And they feel like, well, I get it to that point, you know, maybe I can compensate or whatever the case may be. But I tell dudes they're on a daily, don't lie on your dick, period.
Mm.
She either going to want you or not.
Right. I respect that.
I try to keep it humble and surprise you. You know.
Huh?
I'm more the type to keep it humble and then surprise you. I want you to underestimate me. Because you could be the best in the bed, but you tell so much and so much and so much, and the person has a major expectation. And the expectation can be higher than what you can produce, no matter how good you are. You know, you could be, your shit could be made out of gold, but she expecting diamonds. You feel me? Everybody's imagination, you know, your idea of me is going to always be better than what it is. So I need to have you drop that some on a normal level. And then when I get into this situation, nobody has expectations, and we can all make it happen. So that's super expectation. Oh, my God, I'm going to pull your back out. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then when you get into the situation, it's like, okay. Well, that put my back been blown out.
Right, now that you said that, that's all good. I can respect that. But don't put yourself in a predicament where you got somebody that's actually expecting this and expecting that. I was listening to LaCrush just say, you know, it ain't always what it is. And when you get disappointed, how do you break it to them? Because, you see, I'm a bold black person, and I say what I mean and mean what I say. I don't bite my tongue.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Well, I have been nice. Because, you know, that happens on both sides. Because women will tell you what they will and will not do and how good such and such things are. And sometimes they're not up to par.
Right.
Sometimes the skill level ain't what they say it is, you know. Because just like you may have one dude hollering and one dude telling you all this and all that, but he may not have no experience either. Or he might just be telling you it so you can do it. And a lot of females out here lying to these dudes, making them think that they really, really doing something.
That's what it is.
And I've run into a lot of females who have been with men who have lied to them, making them feel like champions and bedroom bullies when all they're doing is humping them like rent in ten. You know what I'm saying? So busting their hips out, but ain't really doing nothing. Ain't really pleasing them, so to speak. You know, I can blow your back out for real and you not busting out nut. You know, that's what's the point in it if I'm bashing your hips? So,
These guys who overcompensate with, like you said, they believe their lies. And when you tell them, because I know, like, Wendy would tell you how it is, which way it is, and you're just going to have to accept it. Whereas someone like me, I may have been guilty a few times, but not because I want to mislead this dude, but because I know dudes can be very, very sensitive.
Yeah,
you know, and they like to put their insecurities on you, like it was your fault. You know, they done came too quick or something, and it's too good, or you was too wet, or you was no, dude, no.
It might have been too good.
No.
That's a legitimate excuse.
No, it's
I've
not.
Never had to use it, but it's legitimate.
I'm just saying it's legitimate.
I mean, when dude tell you, man, that was just too damn good. I couldn't even control myself.
I don't mean like that. No.
Oh, okay.
Buddha. They use that excuse, and you got those because you know it was good for you.
Yeah,
but
you do have some.
He wasn't even touching walls. He wasn't even in.
I've had guys actually
fuck a row and think they was doing something.
Yeah.
I've had that happen on more than one occasion.
I've heard that. Yeah.
You know
what? I know someone who had an ex that was just fucking up between the thighs. He never put the pussy.
It ain't funny riding my booty crack.
Right.
You got those guys.
Killing it.
Huh?
That's why he was doing
Okay, but go I ahead. Have a question for both of you, since y'all are the ones that is doing this topic. Is it all right that a man gets his, a woman get hers, and that their partner don't get theirs?
I don't feel like it's all right.
It depends on the situation.
And it does depend on the relationship.
It does depend on the relationship.
I don't feel like it's okay, but it also does depend on the relationship.
It depends on the conversation you had before you got there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it depends. Now, if I called you at 1 o'clock at night, and I know I needed my insides touched, and you came over and touched my insides, I'm done. You want to sit there and play Captain Save-A-Ho? No, don't say shit. Let it loose. Because you got to go. So it depends on that conversation you have right before you come. And they always seem to forget that conversation. When you know what I called you, you know what I wanted. You know, and it's
That's very rarely
that I'm calling you. So you know, okay, she's about that business. Huh?
We always feel like we always feel like it's okay for us, you know, to hit, bust, and haul ass, and tell y'all to haul ass. But for you us in that way, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like we bringing something over here, putting it down, like, you know.
Right.
But she tell us to leave, but man, we just put in some work. We just put work in. I know she want to cuddle. unless I'm ready to haul ass, if I'm ready to haul ass, that's different. But you telling me to leave, like. Hey, I'm done.
Because it's hot.
Haul ass.
I need my bed.
You be looking like, what?
So it depends. Yeah, it depends on that conversation before you came.
Yeah. Definitely.
Before you came.
If y'all in a relationship, no.
If you're in a relationship, yeah, that's not a good look.
That's not a good look at all.
Well, we talking about that booty call. Yeah, we had a conversation before you got here. So... that guy would benefit. Cause you're not calling everybody. You know, I'm not making that call to me and everybody. There's only a select few in your phone with stars next to their name that you call when you need them to lay the smack down.
Mm-mm.
So you already know what it is. You got to beat and bounce, son.
Sound like a WWE.
Is that a bad thing?
No, that's to each his own. You single, it's you.
Right, you single. I ain't got no commitment. Got no commitment, I'm single. You right.
That's different. Now, if you married, then, hey, you know, still to each his own, but, you know.
So, if I'm sexually pleasing you, and now I'm married to you, now the game change. I hate when dudes do that.
The game change how?
Like, okay, well, I'm fucking you every day. Excuse my language.
No,
go ahead. This is PG R-rated.
Okay, well,
back to you fucking me every day. Go ahead.
Every other day. I'm fucking you every other day.
Okay.
Listen, I have a high sex drive. That's number one. I don't fuck any and everybody that come my path. Let's just know that.
I feel you on that.
Swing parties. I can go to swing parties.
I agree with that 100%.
You know, I can go anywhere. And I can be around a nigga that may be a bomb diggity. Gorgeous. Sexually, mentally, and I still don't want you. You understand? Am I wrong?
No.
No. I don't
understand. And then now we a couple, and we decided this is what we're going to do. As a couple, we're going to get together. Now your game done changed because now, I was getting it every 2 days or every other day, now you want to give it to me once a week.
No, that's some female stuff.
I rarely
hear that on the male side. I always hear it on the female side because dudes who have that kind of high sex drive, I'm speaking from personal experience,
okay.
That whole every other day thing, that most of the time, that shuts down once you settle down with a female. Now, a dude who shuts that down, 9 times out of 10, he's doing something else. Either that he's working a whole lot more than normal, or he's doing something else. So.
Listen.
Because if not, he'll still be trying to do it every other day.
Right.
Listen, that's probably why the guy I mess with on a regular basis is living in his crib. So when I'm ready, I go get what I want from him.
Right.
You understand? Because I'm scared if he move in, it ain't going to work out, meaning sexually, because I see how he acts here and there, you know?
Right, right.
Like, if we fucking, this is on a regular, average day that I would go up there. As once he gets his nut, it's a wrap. So if I don't play and do what I want to do at that moment, we ain't going no further than that. Once he busts, that's a wrap. And it ain't, he's well endowed. He can't get back up once he go down.
Right.
So what am I to do then? I'm sitting in the bed laying beside this dude, and I'm sitting there and I'm playing in my coochie. I'm letting him know you didn't finish the job, homie. So what I supposed to do? Go home and get the next guy? Because that's what it's leading to.
That's what it's leading to. I need to boot up. You're a guru here. We need to know because I'm with Wendy on that.
What you need to do is probably leave him alone. Because nine times out of ten, he's either doing something else or he's just not no longer into you that way.
No, that's not true.
Real.
That's being real.
Not in that way, though. I'm just saying, not as, like I said, he might like you in that way still, but his passion level for you is not on that same level as it was prior.
Maybe
you
need to
get
missing. Huh?
Maybe you need to get missing. Maybe
that's
what it is. That's
probably what it
is. Sometimes you need a refresher course, like, dude. You know, you need that, and especially if you sit in here, and if, my thing is this, if he knows the situation, like, you know, once you done, and I'm still playing, so he needs to come with something else to the table. You know what I mean? Like, this has to be a two-way street. You know, because right now, I don't think he's taking your situation.
Because if you're playing, he knows 100% that you're not done.
Right, that you're not done.
He knows you're not done,
so he needs to either get to licky-licky, you need to go get you some new toys, or, you know, we need to do foreplay beforehand or something. Like, we need to switch this around. Play with it before, you know, let at least get you to that simulated point. So when I do bring the hammer,
extend the foreplay,
we are the same level. You're not just trying to play catch up. You know, you're there.
Tell you what, what you need to do is try to extend your foreplay.
Right.
Stop him from coming. Stop him from coming.
Right.
Switch positions more frequently.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I want that penis to come because it's huge. I want to get mine before he get his.
Right, but
that's
the way for you to do that is not to let him get his.
No, not let him get yours before he get his. It's not stopping
get
him from getting
all
his.
The ones you want before
get
he
yours
gets
first.
His.
Right. So either he's going to have to learn how to eat that pussy or play with some toys or, you know, try to find something else, whether it's just a finger, some finger popping. That still works every now and then.
Yeah.
And then we get,
switch up.
You know, switching up a little bit. Right. It doesn't hurt to try. I mean, unless you just have to make the decision, which more important, being in a friendship with this person or being in a sexual, you know, relations with this person. Because now you have to make the choice personally which one is important to you.
And you know, foreplay is not just for the beginner. You hear me?
But you know what the funny part is, LaCrush and Lee, that's your name, right? It went to the extreme with me and him. When I mean to the extreme, in the beginning when I got with him, he wasn't, you know, going to the box, clicking the box. That was something I was into. So I had to invite him down there. So when I invite him down there, he started licking it. So, you know, it's all good. I just don't like the way he licks. You got men that love to eat pussy, and you got men that like to eat pussy, and then you got men that don't want to eat.
They just do it because you want it.
He don't like. I mean, he's not a person that don't like it, but he's not into it.
Right.
You understand the difference?
Okay.
Mind you, stop that lead because I'll get your number.
There she go.
Right.
hold on. Now you got. He rather lick the butt than to lick the, you know.
Right.
And I don't think, I mean, it's okay, but that ain't my forte, you know?
Right.
And that's what he's into. So I'm like, yo, why would you want to go there when I need this guy? So, you know, I'm tired of teaching him to be what I want. I want somebody that's already there and at that peak in my life where I can feel confidence. This is what this topic is about. Confidence about being with that person. He's a year older than me, and he's had multiple women. But you see, what it was with those type of women he was dealing with, they was bang, bang, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
now y'all trying to build something more.
Exactly. And I'm tired, yo. LaCrosse, I'll be to the point where I'll be wanting to go to a swing party and let me handle my business.
Right.
So basically what you're saying is you need him to have more skills.
I think that's what it is, too. His mind or his being is so used to the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, that now you really do have to retrain him. Like, mentally, you know, and physically, you have to retrain him to, you know, cater to your needs because y'all not on that level. And I guess that is a conversation y'all may have to have as well, so we can both be on the same page, you know.
But you know, it's hard to teach an older man not to be a selfish lover.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, that's basically what she needs. She needs him to not be a selfish lover, to take his time, do everything he needs to do to please her, and in turn, she'll do the same for him. But that's not what he's doing.
Like you say,
he's so used to that wham, bam, thank you, man, that he has no clue what it is to be patient. He has no clue what it is to give her the total,
the total
package as far as foreplay and everything else.
And the fact that he's big.
He used to have to disregard that with females that he dealt with. He kept it 100 with me. He was like, yo, I would never, ever do this with any kind of woman because I don't think these women out here are, you know, he ain't say worthy, but he was like, yo, I don't do this
with
anybody.
That's what he meant, though. But that's what he meant.
He said that's what he meant.
To him, they weren't. You know. Because they were just a lady. They weren't like somebody in a relationship. It was somebody who was fucking.
Yeah.
Most dudes who have a female, they just fucking, they're not going to eat them. They're not going to eat the box.
So therefore, he knows it, but now he just has to retrain himself to follow it. You know what I mean? Like, he knows what the situation is. This is something a little bit more than what I'm used to. So now you got it. Because I'm in that situation now. The guy I'm dealing with, he's 14 years my senior, you know, I'm 33, he's 47, we talking, and just me being single for as long as I have, I just get up and go. Now I gotta stop and explain, listen, this is what's going on, this is how it's happening, I gotta rethink my, you know, certain situations. You gotta stop, pause, and take into consideration this other person. You know, when you're planning out your weekend, oh, wait, hold on, Buddha is here now, so Buddha, what is it you want to do? You know, I know what I want to do, but what is it you want to do? And me and him always bumping heads because he feels like because I'm younger, I'm, you know, and I'm like, no, that's not what it is, dude. I'm like, first of all, you're older than I am.
It's just a particular lifestyle.
You've dealt with different women than I'm, you know, than I am. And he likes to throw it up in my face, you know, and I'm like, it doesn't mean I'm less than and that you're more than. It's just that we need to find a happy medium.
Right.
And we have this conversation all the time. So I definitely understand that concept. For those that have just tuned in, this is the Honey Suite. We got the locker room. We got Wendy on the phone from New York City. We also got Buddha co-hosting with me. And we're talking about sexual expectations, sexual confidence. I definitely got a question for you, Buddha, on that. Shout out to Rick, who's in the chat room. And, you know, if you have any questions, you want to join the conversation, by all means, hit us up, 805-830-8320. Press 1 and join into the conversation. So, Buddha, when it comes to this confidence thing, this man that, you know, using Wendy as an example, this man, she says, is well endowed. Do you think that plays a part in her current situation?
Yeah, it does. It does, actually. It does. More than most may care to admit. Because a lot of dudes in that particular situation were overly or more than feel like they ain't got to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing that to the table. They don't got to do shit else.
Mm-hmm.
And
my friend is like that.
It's been my experience that it's not necessarily so.
That's true.
Because I don't care how big your dick is.
You don't know what you're doing with
chick.
I've been in that situation too. You know,
most dudes on that level feel like they don't have to do nothing.
Right.
You know, they feel like, shit, I'm King Dingling, I gotta do shit up to bring my dick.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's whack,
guys. Same average dick nigga come around and rock her world, doing all that crazy shit, talking to her, caressing them, eating the box, bending her up all kind of ways, and driving her ass crazy. Making her come exponentially. And don't necessarily have to break her back doing it.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Huh?
I said that's what I'm talking about.
So,
don't break my back, just pleasure.
No, you don't.
Let me get that same feeling you get when you watch that night.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing, you know, the guy that seems to be less than, see, the one that really knows what he's doing. I don't know. But then I'm the quick one to say size matters. So now it's like, does size really matter? I don't know. I want that. I look at it, and my mouth waters. I get it, and I'm pushing him away. No, stop. Y'all know what you're doing.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
That's not it.
Do the same way.
Get off of me. Get off of me.
Get right. Push him away.
But guys feel the same way about females, too, now.
What I was going to ask you, what about, you know, the theater perspective? I don't know. I don't have that problem.
I've had it happen to me a couple of times. You know?
And what is it that happened?
Well, you know, some people say they got the best pussy in the world. Oh, their hair just, oh my God, it's so magnificent. And no. It's not. You know? Some girls say I could ride the dick. Oh my God, I could ride the dick like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
And no. You jumping on the dick and you rocking back and forth. Like My Little Pony. You ain't riding no dick. You know.
I love this guy.
You don't switch.
No.
You don't side saddle. If you don't turn around from the back, you know, if you don't get on your knees or your feet, you don't try to do something, then you ain't right there.
You just rocking.
Huh?
That's
just rocking.
Just rocking. Is that
dry rocking.
What is that?
Well, some girls like that kind of deep thing, rocking back and forth.
Oh, that's grinding. That's what it is.
That grind them. That grind egg or that grind them. That's not rocking. Mm-hmm. That grind them.
That's grinding.
I mean, that's
cool. I don't want to grind them.
Cool,
I
don't
want to
grind either.
I want to fuck him and send him on his merry way.
You know. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that either. And for most dudes, ain't nothing wrong with that because I don't see you as fuck. You feel me?
Yeah, you gotta have talent to fuck. I mean, you gotta have talent to ride.
Yes, you do. That's not an average chick thing. Now, mind you, I might have said it's not just a skinny girl thing, neither. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. On that note, folks, we're gonna take a quick break.
There's some good girls out there that can ride. Oh my God, they can ride. Make a skinny girl feel bad.
Really?
So, you know. I'm just saying, I'm bad. I'm back.
Look, he's on the phone. We're going to accept that. You're on the phone.
Mm. Just saying.
I got bad knees. The way my kneecaps are set up.
Right.
That's on me, your bad knees.
But you know what? I ain't gonna, that don't stop you. Bad knees don't stop you.
I got work tomorrow.
What happens is when people got bad knees, what you do is when you get on your feet and you lean forward, you rest your knees on the dude's sides, he grab you by the ass and lift you up and down. You good?
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
They're weak. Well, that was less stress on the knees.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Aren't you like 6'7"?
I'm 6'6".
That was close. I am talking. I'm gonna let him breathe.
Well, on that note, I'm gonna take a break because Wendy asked him. We are talking about sex, folks, and this is the locker room. Brett, call in, girl. I want to hear from you. 805-830-8320. I'm gonna be right back.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Look what you done started. Oh, Nana. Why you gotta act so naughty?
Garment sexy, too mature for pretty boy swag, then you've come to the right place. For smooth R&B and today's hottest hip-hop.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back to the show. You are tuned into the Honey Suite. It's Tuesday, folks. We are talking about sexual confidence, sexual expectation. We are just doing it up. We got Wendy in New York City, and we also got Buddha in Florida, both bringing some interesting viewpoints and to the conversation. Y'all still with me?
I'm here.
Okay, my headphones falling off. All right. And we also got Brick in the chat room. Shout out to Brick. You need to call up 805-830-8320. Also, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, at Phone Fan Radio. I will definitely get the message. So if you want to throw your 2 cents in to the conversation, you can do that. Okay, so I put the question out there to my Twitter folks. I'm asking, how do you tell your lover the sex is whack? That's what we're just talking about. Do you just come out and say it? This is not working.
Wow.
Do you sugarcoat it?
I wouldn't advise
how do you,
it.
What's your take on it, Buddha?
If you can say it, it's a way of doing it. I mean, when you're younger and when you're a little bit older, sometimes you can be a little more brutal with how you handle things. If you don't really care too much about the individual or if they come into a situation talking a lot of shit, when you care about the individual, yeah, you kind of want to redirect them and teach them to be better. You don't necessarily tell them they suck or how bad they suck. You just say, you know, hey, let's try something different. Let's do it this way or do it that way. Why don't you try doing this or, you know, that type of thing. But if you don't care about their feelings, like, you just tell them they whack and keep it going.
Yeah, you whack, friend. Your shit too small. Your balls stink.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do
that
with you.
That might cause a fight, though. But dudes, you don't know how they act. Their ego. When you bruise it, you know, they tend to not know how to act.
Right. They tend to act like they don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
What about you, Wendy? You are a woman that is distinguished. You've been around the block, and you do definitely speak your mind. I know you had to, you know, do you sugarcoat it? Do you make it sound good? Do you use your telephone voice, or you just tell them to get out?
Find the nearest Johnny Pump and wash your ass.
What?
What?
You can't wash up
find
in my house.
What?
The name is Johnny Pump and wash your ass.
Yeah, nah.
You can't use my face in the water. Hell no.
I'm mad you won't let this man go wash his nuts.
Damn, I mean, he ain't wash his nuts.
I can't even wash his nuts.
Nah, he can't wash up in my crib. You didn't satisfy me, so why should I give you soap and water?
Wow.
All right, now. Give you a baby wipe and...
Yeah, that's a bit brutal. Once again, that depends on the situation.
Listen, I'm brutally honest. I can't stand a man that's not like 100% truthful about everything. If you know you ain't well endowed, you know you ain't got it. Why sit there and procrastinate and have me on the back burner thinking I'm getting this and I'm getting that? No, go to the nearest Johnny Pump and wash up.
Oh, wow.
And
you can't even be
mad. That pretty much is it.
You the one that set yourself up.
Moral of
the
story, don't lie, you dick.
Huh?
I said, moral of the story, don't lie, you dick.
That's right. So I'd rather have
especially
a man that's
going to
keep
especially if they're going to your house.
Okay, so
listen.
This is my question now. Oh, go ahead.
What I was going to say is if they start from the beginning with the truth, the lie don't, I mean, you can get away with the lie. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
I'm not being, yeah. So
why have
is it really a lie?
Huh?
Is it really a lie? When
it is a lie.
Nobody
sitting here pretending. You pretending to be something you're not.
No, what I'm saying is, if somebody really never told them, do you think it's possible? I'm not even gonna say do you think it's a lie. Do you think it's possible? You know, you've met this guy, he asked for a magnum, and it just looked like a big old garbage bag is wrapped around his little penis. You know, do you really think it's possible that no female told him, dude, you don't wear magnums?
He know. Damn that,
No, you want me to tell you something? On that note, Buddha, I'm going to really have to bless that. You know damn well, when you go to the store and you buy a condom, you know from the time that you put that condom on if it's going to flip, slide, or drip off.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, they really do. You ain't got no magnums. And you be looking down. You looking back up. I don't know what to say. I just be like, really?
Yeah, you know
what
it.
What is that about? The gold wrapper. Is it cool? Is that what it is? Is it just cool?
It's supposed to be, yeah, it's like a, I guess for some guys, it's a sign of, I'm the man type of thing, you know. Being a part of the big boys club or however.
Right, but I'm sure somebody told him, like, you know, that's not doing nothing for me, so stop. You know, like, okay, it's over, we done, stop. No, please, stop.
You have a lot of guys out there who don't give a damn about repeat action.
Look at that, man.
Yeah.
I had to defend my twat just now.
Oh, wow.
Hell no.
Okay. Nah.
You see, when you talk about people, they pop up.
Oh.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a ringer. Shout out to the Drama Princess. She's in the chat room right now. She will be on our show next month, actually. She'll be coming for the Fantasy Limelight interview. So shout out to the Drama Princess, author of Erotica. Call us up.
Oh, that's nice.
We'd love to hear your opinion on some of these topics, the drama. I'd love to hear some of your opinions on it. So,
I'm laughing inside about that whole thing.
You with your boys, do y'all have conversations about whack pussy?
Of course, most men do. Most all men do.
Okay.
Good, whack, or in between?
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen,
that goes
the
head
I'm not messing with wacky. I'm not messing with a wack here. Yeah.
You know,
guys,
what
most guys get together and talk about those things, you know? It's like y'all talk about whack dick. Yeah.
Dick, whack dick. I think I run into a few of
So what about that whack person that tells you he want to have multiple partners with you?
Whoa.
I want to have a threesome.
Oh, the dude with the whack dick want a threesome?
Yeah, Wendy.
Wow.
I know you have that guy.
I mean,
I'm not gonna shout out the man's name online, but yeah, I ran into a few of those.
I mean, most men
who
ain't never had it before won't it.
Hold on.
But the guy who did the wet.
No, hold on. Lee, Buddha, listen. How you want to have a threesome and you can't even handle the one stuff?
I agree, but he don't know that. At least he's in denial.
Why he doesn't know this? Like, you 35 years old, dude. I know somebody.
Did you tell him he went?
Told you that yoga is no bueno.
Did somebody tell him that it ain't?
That's
he's still thinking about it.
Can I tell you something? If a woman don't call you back after the first fuck, then you already know you was whacked.
Nah, you got some dudes who are serious denial that will talk about you like your shit was whacked and be on to the next.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And
he trying to flip the conversation because you heated. You done huffed and puffed, nigga. You need to get up and go. You know, and he'll give you every excuse in the book, and you just look at him. Like, if my looks can slap you right now, I know you know this dude. I'm telling you, this is the guy who had the Buddha. You know how you and I talk on the phone?
Yeah.
He's doing that times 10. He's telling me everything. What, you know what I mean? Like, you know how I talk on the phone? Y'all know how I do. I flirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Well, he's giving me times 10.
Wow.
You know, he got the game down pat.
He's
going to make my eyes curl, my toes curl, everything is going to happen. And then he come in and he asks for a magnum and it slides off. Dude, I can't do that.
He's
just be frustrated.
Wow.
Like, and then you got the guy that's doing his best to please you. He just ain't got enough equipment to reach the back, the G-spot.
Wow.
It's so frustrating to be a woman. As I said, men got it easy.
Wait, men don't have it easy?
Yeah,
you got it the hardest.
Mm-mm.
We are the easiest to please. You guys are the more difficult, the more complex.
Right, we complex. Y'all got it simple. Y'all could whip it out, rub on it a little bit, and us, we that whole clip stimulation, that only goes but so far. Now I need you to lay the pipe. That's the thing. It's two parts with us. It's good, okay, you got the clip situation going, but now I need insertion. I need the inside touch, too.
Wow.
I need the back of my cervix kiss.
Wow.
You know, it's an extra step with us. That's why I say, you know, we're still frustrated after the fact. You can eat the pussy good, but after you eat the pussy, need you to lay the pipe. It goes hand in hand. I'm sorry,
right,
that's part A and the part B.
Yeah, please open up my, listen, my ovaries need to be tickled at some moment.
Exactly. And then once you, like they said, once you started, like once I've had that, it's like I need to get that again, and then that dude is acting up. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like my nigga,
the frustration. The frustration. I don't know. That's why I don't think I can ever be in a same-sex relationship.
Why?
Because I need the pipe.
You got girls for a same-sex relationship who laying pipe, too.
Huh?
You got girls in same-sex relationship laying pipe, too. The kind, of pipe, the kind of pipe that
don't
ever go
pipe.
Down.
I don't want that pipe. I can't do nothing with that pipe.
Girl.
That pipe hurt. I need something that's going to fold with me.
They got something that'll fold with you.
No, I don't want that pipe. That's whack.
Sure.
I want to feel it pulsate. You know,
I'm just telling you what's out there.
I want that reaction when he come. I want to come
right.
with him. I want us to scream like
you.
He comes in. Oh.
Ain't nothing like that.
When he growl, I want to growl with him. See,
wow.
You know,
see, that's
you know, need all that plays into it. You know,
yeah,
so,
I agree.
Mean, When I'm coming, you can't, you know, no, I can't, I don't need that. I need you to feel what I'm feeling. And if you're getting tickled,
give
you're not
that.
Feeling what I'm feeling.
Give me all that.
Right, I need the whole shebang. It's not
the
just
whole
about you touching my insides, but, you know, your facial reaction, my facial reaction, all that. Right. I mean, for me to do, I have to stick my finger in your mouth. I can't do
really
that.
All that.
I can't. All that. Boy, listen. You reach that back and you suck on my finger, it is off point.
Right.
Listen, remember that old rap song, y'all? And it says, I can butt you up with my little sperm. I mean, with my super sperm. I go do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you understand what he mean by that?
Explain.
Right, put us on.
Go ahead, explain.
Play what?
He said explain.
Go ahead, explain.
Okay, when he said, I can bust you, I got something about, I forgot how it actually go. I would have to, like, really sing the song. But he's telling you that he's going to bust you out with his super sperm. That means whatever sperm that's backed up inside of him from not getting no goddamn pussy, he's going to come out, and he's going to lay all that super sperm on you. Because I hate when a guy is so backed up that when he's so backed up that as soon as he enters the pussy and he feels the warmth of that pussy, he explodes. That's what that's what the crush was saying earlier. Why do we have them two humps and a bump, dudes?
Mm-hmm. But you're going to let me know that ahead of time so I can take care of that before you get up in here. Don't get up in here and just, no, we don't need that. You could have told me that ahead of time. We got that one out of the way. You know, we let that pass.
People don't do that, though.
Huh?
Not all men know to do that.
What you're trying to tell me, right, Buddha, is you're an expert at this, huh?
I'm not saying I'm an expert. I have a lot of knowledge.
There's no shame in your game. Whatever pipe you lay right.
Ooh.
I ain't going to say I do it or I don't, but I'm not going to brag off of shit I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm trying to inquire where I want to know. You're about to make me
Listen,
I stopped smoking cigarettes, but you're about to make me go get a pack.
Yeah. We're kidding, sir.
Oh, boy. You got to break out the new ports. Messing with you.
Yes, exactly. And I stopped smoking.
I got my resume.
Hey, you got your resume.
I got my resume co-signing in my ear on the other side here.
Okay, find your
email.
I'm a jack of all trades.
He said he's a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating what's been said in my ear.
I got you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good for you. I heard it all before.
But everybody has. But
it just sounds better when you say it, right?
They really back things up when they say it.
All right. Listen, I'm just saying quiet. Look, I'm just a bee, and I just was here to sting you for a second. I'm sorry.
It's all fun, though. It's all funny games until somebody actually wants to.
Exactly.
805-830-8320. Join the conversation. We're talking about everything in between the sheets. And we got the guru.
Buddha.
Buddha, you're the guru.
Hey.
If everybody knew
that statistic rotation, y'all wouldn't have no problem.
Is everybody doing what?
If everyone knew my statistic rotation, y'all wouldn't have no problem.
We got a book of understanding when we're talking to you.
Okay, so I need to make you understand what I mean by the statistic rotation.
Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here. My name is psychotherapist, it's fucking Wendy.
Okay.
Wendy's been around for a minute. Just to be let you know, because on Friday is that big birthday going on with me. That's why I want that satisfaction I've been looking for.
You may have to get multiple partners.
That's the best way to do it. I mean, multiple orgasms. I'm about multiple partners. That's the choice.
Oh, I'm talking about multiple partners. I'm talking about a gangbang. What you talking about?
Oh, no.
We don't get down with those.
I know. I'm just being messy.
I know
that's funny.
I'm just being messy. I'm going to do one, though. That's my ultimate fantasy. Have a gangbang.
Listen, I watch it too much on TV to want it.
Okay, I'm just going to admit to that. But, yeah, I agree.
You agree with what?
You watch it too much to want it. Yeah.
You want a gangbang?
No, I'll watch it.
You don't want one?
I watch it, but I don't really want one.
You don't really want one.
I'm greedy.
You greedy?
A gangbang? Let me put it this way. If I participated in the gangbang, I would have to be last, and I don't want to be last, because if I'm first, ain't nobody going to have no time to fuck.
You know what? I'm going to
be holding their dick all that time.
All right, that's true.
Ain't going to have no time to fuck. Everybody's going to just be holding it.
So between 1 and 4 is a train, after 4 is a gangbang?
Right. This nigga got control.
You need your ass with that one, LaCrosse. Unbelievable.
I thought nobody heard me. I'll get ready to move on to the topic.
Acting up.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yes. Well,
y'all over
here
acting up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what about that person that's a little, they don't have enough confidence? You know, you got that cocky person, I could do this, this, and this, and then you got that person who just don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to do with that experience.
I know you be talking
to them.
Who
don't know what they doing.
And they get all scared.
Well, you kind of just kind of work them into it. If it's a female, I don't have no problem with just kind of talking you and working you into doing some things and showing you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make you actually want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a difference. But with a dude, sometimes you got to work on his confidence, his ego, and all kind of shit. You
gotta
kind of talk to him in a real sweet way. Kind of stroke his ego, not make him feel like less than, because the ego is so delicate sometimes. A dude's pride and ego can be pretty delicate.
Yeah.
Especially if he done had several women and he feel like, well, he know what he's doing, and 9 times out of 10, he don't, because every woman's different. So you kind of stick to the same exact thing, kind of routine, because you think it might work, you know. One woman might not be for the next. Some girls like their ears licked on, some girls don't.
Don't you dare put your tongue in my ear.
You know, some exactly. So what you thinking you might don't be doing to turn her on might be turning her off.
That's right,
because
you stick your tongue in
my ear. If it's a relationship, you even plan on having sex with a woman, 9 times out of 10 you need to have kind of a long conversation. Good old fashioned sex talk.
What?
And learn. Learn a little something about
you know
about
what
that
the
one.
Best sex is? You know what the best sex is? If you can fuck my mind first, if you can fuck my mind, then my confidence is always at its peak. If you can't fuck my mind, then my confidence is at its low because I would not have enough confidence in you to please me.
Right. I agree.
You understand? You got to do my mind before you do me.
I got you.
My mind is always stimulated.
You know, that's when the expectations come in. So it's like a catch 22.
I think you got confidence in me, though.
I mean, guess what, LaCrosse? When you at a point in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it only takes certain amount of words or certain kind of conversation or that man's swagger to get you where you need to be, then that's when you know that confidence and that bedroom is going to override what little things that man may have between his legs.
But you know, sometimes that conversation will have little to do with sex.
Yeah.
If you can stimulate my mind, you can stimulate every part of my body. Because a woman has an orgasm every 5 minutes when she's not thinking about nothing. Did you know that much?
No, I didn't.
You can go to any medical doctor and they will tell you a woman has multiple orgasms per day. We are considered to be the beast of beasts. Huh?
I agree. Some women, because you have a lot of females out here who are lacking in the orgasm department.
When you go to the bathroom, see, most women, they are so much into denial of what I'm about to say to you, but it's the truth. You go in the bathroom, your panties are dry. You go back to the bathroom, your panties are wet. And it ain't because you pissed, because you didn't go in the bathroom the first time to piss, but the next time you go in the bathroom, you still don't piss, but you put your pants down, and all of a sudden your panties are wet. Why do you think they are wet?
Because
I was sweating.
Hot.
Yeah.
You want to answer. That's not the truth. Because if you're sweating below something wrong, you need to see a doctor.
Might be
but
residual.
But it's the truth. Go ask your doctor. That's all I tell you. Whenever you decide you get the answer, make a topic of it, and we'll come back and talk about it. But I'm telling you.
I actually have a... I actually have a doctor I want to bring to the show, so that sounds like a good question to ask her when I
is he a GYN
get to
doctor?
Reschedule her. Yeah, she's a sexual doctor.
All right, and ask her. Because I didn't believe it until I went to the doctor and asked the doctor. I said, why every time I go, I'm out in the street, and I don't be thinking about nothing, I'm orgasming. The lady said, women orgasm more than men. Just like when you not even doing a man, and he's
automatic
from his on a penis.
That
you're not even having sex with him. Yes.
Right, that's
because
free time.
Exactly. And you didn't stick me not one time?
Yeah. You can. That's just
that
the height of that passion level, the sexual tension. You
exactly.
can get turned on so high that you ain't going to have that free time.
Oh, what's that? Who mic is that? What's your phone?
Hello?
It ain't Buzz. I'm on my phone.
I'm on my phone, too.
We got another caller from the 352. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Vivi, calling from Tampa.
Hey, Tiff in the building. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? I was kind of enjoying the conversation, seeing where everyone's head was at.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, you heard some of the conversation. What's your thoughts on what we've been talking about?
I would have to say my thoughts on this is, would have to be that every man out there thinks that his sex game is going to be the best for every woman that he come across. You got every woman out there who think that, you know, everything between her legs is drip and go, but that's not always true. Everybody's not compatible for everyone. Some women are a little more freakier, kinkier, sexier. They want, you know, they want things rougher. They want things harder. You know, some men don't believe in that. You got a lot of men who don't pay attention to what that woman wants. Whether they just banging her out, it's just a jump off, or whether it's actually your girl or not. To them, it don't really matter. Most men don't take the time to get to know a woman and what her body wants. And if you don't take the time to know that from a woman, then please believe me, you're not pleasing her. You know, you might let her know that you've been there, but other than that, she'll please herself better in 5 minutes than you ever could. That's just my personal thought.
Like, you've been there. Yes, that sounded good.
Hello,
you've been there, but
hello,
you ain't doing
nothing. Yes, I'm here.
You, call me.
Oh. I'm listening to her, and she's white. Yes. And I truly don't believe in that, though.
Is that your boo, Buddha? Is that your boo? Oh, she right. Is that your boo, Buddha?
She's right. She knows what she's talking about.
I'm just playing.
She knows what she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
Right, Wendy?
I thought you were saying that for the longest.
Say it again?
I thought me and the crush were saying that for the longest.
Saying what?
The same thing she said, but we put it in our turn.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's a
you put it in your turn, but I agree with you, though.
That's the point.
I agree with you.
Stimulating my mind is also stimulating me because you're getting to know who I am.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you. But we also.
Let me just say this in regards to stimulating a woman's mind. That man that talks to you and he doesn't tell you anything regarding what he can do to you, that whole conversation, the whole first conversation, that's the fool you need to be scared of. Because that's the one that'll get you in the bedroom and have you crawling the wall, have your forehead caving in and neon colors coming out your hair. Why? Because he don't have to tell you about his game. He ain't got to tell you about what he gonna do because he already know what it takes to please a woman. He's already doing that. He's stimulating your mind. Now,
what's your name?
If you can enjoy the good, my name's Vivi.
Okay.
If you can enjoy the conversation from that gentleman, then you got one that's worth keeping.
When I say stimulate my mind, that don't mean sexually. You understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand. That's exactly what I'm saying. If you find a man who could sit down and stimulate you mentally without ever mentioning anything sexual to you, that's the one you need to be afraid of taking to the bedroom. Why? Because he don't have to talk to you about that. He knows he's going to wrap you around his finger long before you ever even get into that bedroom.
Right. Right. As you see, that's my thing. When I want confidence from that man, meaning I don't want it to just be a sexual conversation. I want it to range from anything that man do to me or anything that man say to me is supposed to make me want him in some kind of way, whether it's in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, or just being in his presence. You understand what I'm saying? So when I say, you got women that have high quality of confidence, confidence, and then you got the low budget one. I'm not a low budget one. I want him to be able to go to that table and pick out the wine that will give me a sensual feeling that, damn, this man knows what I want.
Okay, but are you talking about you want this from a man that's your man or a jump off?
No, but I'm saying, listen, if men today were like men in the 50s and 60s, early 60s, were together the way they're supposed to be, today men are nothing like the men that my mom and my grandparents or men, they didn't just pick their women and marry them. They didn't just pick them and marry them. They married them because they found that this is what they wanted and not something they must have. There's a difference in want and have, and a lot of people don't understand that today. That's why you
I have to say that I disagree. The chivalry is not dead. It is only hidden. And please believe me, if a man is feeling you the right way, he gonna show you just how chivalrous he can really be. He's going to get to know everything that you like, you dislike, you want, you don't want. He gonna know if you like tomatoes on your burger or not. Please believe that. But if a man is not, if he's not looking to really be in a committed relationship, he ain't found someone that he genuinely loves, then please believe me, you gonna still be saying that same thing later on, like, damn, you know, I've been with him for 8-9 years and he still don't know. He don't know that I don't like ketchup with my french fries. Why? Because to him, don't get me wrong, he loves you, but he's not in love with you. But chivalry is not dead. I have to disagree with that. I do believe there are quite a few men out there who are very chivalrous.
Mm. Pick up my boundaries with the garbage. You got the the guy that I'm dating at the moment, right? Okay. I'm not even supposed to be with that man. You understand what I'm saying? I don't feel I should be with that man. How about those words? Those sound a little better. I feel like he needs someone other than me, but it's something that drew me to this man, and it's something that keeping this man in my circle. You understand what I'm saying? So the more I separate myself from him, the more it draws me to him. So I'm trying to, I'm trying to figure out if this is right for me, because let me tell you, I've been married, I have a baby father, and now I got this guy that I've been dealing with for the last 2.5 years. And he knows everything, you know, he knows when I'm sick, he knows when I'm down, he knows when I'm up. It's just sometimes he don't know what it is to please me in the bedroom. And the reason why he don't know that, because when you've been alone for more than 15 years on your own, okay, you made a date, you may have had this woman, you may have been in a relationship, but it wasn't a long-term relationship, or it could have been a fuck buddy. You understand what I'm saying? So now I got something that's meaningful and serious, and I don't know how to encounter it because I've been so alone, and everything that was in my past is like it's focused in on my new relationship, even though you're supposed to leave it in the past. You understand what I'm saying? So when it comes to that bedroom, I'm expecting certain kind of moves, and I'm getting something else. He's satisfying me to a degree, but when it comes to that moment of rush that I get where after I'm finished, I'm still working, it's because of what I've been trained and been forced into doing when I really should have been just focusing on me. Because I never had my first orgasm until I was in the swing world. You understand what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Right.
I didn't know
what
it was. I didn't know what it was to have a relationship with any kind of man because I've been bouncing around. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing to her is that I'm not, you know, I'm not saying things that I'm saying because I didn't experience it. I'm talking, and I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm not a kid. I'm nowhere near none of y'all ages. I can put my money on it. And why am I feeling like I'm 23 when I'm past 23? You understand?
Because you haven't lived, really. You haven't really lived in that aspect of life. You've been moving and moving and moving. And like you said, you've dealt with these men. But now I'm thinking maybe that's it. Maybe that's it with you and this guy. Maybe y'all do need to have some type of commitment. You say you didn't want to move him in because you think the dynamics would change your relationship. Maybe that's your answer. Maybe y'all both need to have some type of physical commitment with your relationship, because right now it's just how it was. Like, how do I know that this is a serious relationship if this is not showing in our lifestyle? You know, like, we're still, you in your place, I'm at my place, you do your thing, I do my thing, and we're just calling this a relationship. When do we take this to the next level, you know? And I think that's probably what's holding y'all back right now.
I'm agreeing with you, but it sounds like you're looking for somebody, you're looking for the man not to have sex with you, but to make love to you.
Am I
correct in that?
Who has done that? Let me open my door. He has done that.
You want all the passion, all the extra thing. No, but you want it in a different kind of way. You want that unselfish kind of making love, that that catering to you in a particular way that people do in solid relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in, you know, people who play.
The casual intimacy.
Right. You know, if you both are so used to casual intimacy, you know, you really looking for something more deeper.
Right.
I mean, that
reflects 360. You know what I mean? Not just in the bedroom, but that has to reflect throughout your relationship. So if everything else is good, then it should lead into the bedroom. But if y'all stuck in one position outside of the bedroom, you're not going to find that deeper intimacy that you're in search of. I'm thinking that's what this is about right now.
The confidence that you're looking for. In either of you to have that session that you're looking for, that intimate session you're looking for.
Right.
That's all I want. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's all I want. Because when you have, okay, we go out, we do a couple things. We don't just go to the bedroom. You understand what I'm saying?
But that doesn't mean anything.
Right, but there's a difference between going out and doing a couple things and also making a commitment to this person, like you're saying, even if it's, you get, like, I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it's one thing to say you're single, okay, and then we get into this dating mode. Now, you know, when you're in the dating mode, I don't know, most people don't do this, but you only focus, I know for me, I only focus on that one person. I'm not going to date Tom, Dick, and Harry. No, I'm going to date Chris. And once I'm done with Chris, then I'm thinking about Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Right.
So now you're in the dating mode. How long does the dating mode last? And when it does, how do you transition to the next step? Like, even though we're doing a couple things, are we just still in dating mode? And if we aren't, When did we transfer over and transition into the next step,
you know,
where you're my man and I'm your woman?
a lot of couples don't know when that time happens. They don't speak on it. They don't communicate. It's just something you think is automatic. When nine times out of ten, it's not.
Right.
You know, you wake up one day and we together. Nobody talks about it. Nobody says, hey, are we in something committed or not? Or we were dating, and then we ended up staying together. Now we together. And that's informal.
And sometimes you're forced into that situation.
What you agreed upon.
Right.
And you guys maybe need to do that. Sit down and communicate. Say, hey, you know, I want something committed. I want something. If that's well, that's what you're looking for. Because you might
but,
be
and
for
I think that's where that confidence is going to come in,
relationship.
Too. Yeah, that's where that confidence is going to come in, too, in the bedroom. And it
definitely.
All click. You know what I mean? Like, it all goes hand in hand. So right now there's a lack of confidence because, yes, he's well endowed. Yes, y'all talk. Yes, he stimulates you. But you have this doubt in your head that, at the end of the night, you're still going to be wanting more from this man. So there's something, and you mentioned earlier that, you know, you didn't want him to move in. Y'all didn't want to take that next level. So your mind, in the back of your mind, it's already there. You want to make it that transition to the next level. So I think that's where this miscommunication, this misconcept is happening because you mentioned that off the back when you was talking about him. So there's something in your mind, like, you know, you either push him away or you try to get him close. Now it's just up to you to make
Can
that decision.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel like he fully trusts you?
Wendy? Did we lose Wendy? Oh, yes, we lost Wendy.
We lost?
Yeah, we lost Wendy.
Oh,
Wendy just
scared.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry. My head was in a video game. I was just listening.
Playing video games.
I'm trying to get. I'm a gamer. I'm trying to get it. Get my game time in as well. But I was listening. That was actually quite an interesting conversation. I agree with you both.
I'm not
I agree with
so
you
long
both.
To
though.
Get to that point, right, Buddha?
Yeah.
What kind of relationship guru are we, Buddha? If we wait to the end of the show to finally find a solution to. Situation.
No problem. Well, I mean, we don't get all the facts that we can, you know.
Right. This is true.
And nine times out of ten, it's...
That's not true. That's not true. Y'all found a solution. She found her own solution to it because she already said she didn't really want him to move in. They didn't want to go
right.
there because she do want to take things to a next level. Well, if you know in the back of your head that that's not really what you wanted in the first place, but yet you want something a bit more, then you need to be communicating that with him to see. If he's not fully satisfying you in the bedroom, then maybe you're not as happy as you thought. I mean, you can't go into a relationship and just be like, well, I guess I love him, so I guess the sex don't really matter. That's not true, because your own personal pleasure matters as well in a relationship. So if he's not open enough to understand what she going through, what she need in the bedroom, then there's other areas in that he's not open as well. And she know that. So she had the answer. She had the answer to her own a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. But then she said something at the end. She said, I'm not supposed to be with this man. And the more I try to distance myself, the more he comes around or something like that. And that's when it clicked to me, like, hold up. How do you want full-fledged intimacy when you already don't have the confidence that you deserve this man? Or, you know, whatever the situation is, you can't be with this man. So I think that's where it all boils down to. Like, you don't have confidence in it. That's why it takes you too long to come.
Yeah, I agree.
And he doesn't have confidence because he's still treating you like the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like, yeah, he can voice it. I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. It sounds good, but my body is still in this...
You're holding back.
Thinking mode. Right, this holding pattern.
You're holding back.
Right, so back in his mind, he got his doubts, too.
Yeah.
So, that was very interesting. Shout out to Wendy for calling in. Shout out to Brick, the Drama Princess. DG, thank you for coming in and voicing your two cents. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I have Nathan Jenkins coming to the Fantasy Limelight with me tomorrow. He's going to co-host with me. We're going to get a look into his business. He got some ways to make some extra cash. So if you are online and, you know, looking for ways to make extra money, because everybody can use a couple extra dollars, and you want to learn a new trade, tune in tomorrow to the Fantasy Limelight with Nathan Jenkins, and he's going to give us the 411. He got a couple of online businesses that he do, online marketing, some incentive programs. He got a few things that he got going on, so I definitely want to talk to him, and, you know, he's very knowledgeable on those things, and we're going to have a nice little conversation. 9 o'clock, same time, same place, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Also visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Hey, Buddha.
Yes, ma'am.
I enjoyed our conversation tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope I was of some help.
Yes, I think you was. I think this is going to be a real good partnership. How can we get in touch with you, Buddha?
I'm on Facebook, Lee Buddha E. Banks. On Facebook.
Yeah. On Facebook.
I'm a friend.
Okay.
I'm a friend of LaCresta, so you can find me on LaCresta. On LaCresta.
Right, you can find her on our page, folks. And ZZ, any shout outs?
Any shout outs? No, not tonight. tonight's a pretty much a night for just myself. Anyways, I was glad to actually join the show, glad to actually listen. A friend of mine told me about it, so I decided to call. He texted me the phone number, so I called to see what y'all was talking about. I'll definitely be calling in tomorrow because I need to find out how to make a few extra dollars. I'm really hoping the whole radio thing, you know, really, really kicks off for you guys. Actually, I'm enjoying the show. So keep it up and keep it going.
Thank you so much. If I'm not mistaken, next week it is the third Tuesday of the month. Yeah, I know what that means, folks. It's Crushing After Dark. Even though we talked about sex today, you can never not talk about sex. So next week, we're going to find a topic to talk about, Crushing After Dark. I think I want to go down that anal hour again, but I don't know yet. Maybe I want to talk about anal. I don't learn some new stuff about it.
I haven't done it yet.
What is that?
You haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't trust him like that. Hell to the mouth.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And my booty hole.
But there's different things. There's anal play and there's anal penetration and so many different things. So, but I got
right.
You.
I mean, I've done anal play, but I'm not doing the penetration because I don't trust you like that.
Well, not everybody
does.
Back
then.
So, yeah.
My heart won't let me do it. Please, there's a whole world over there that we don't know about, folks. Booty, you going to join us for Crushing After Dark? Hopefully, I can get Lisa
Princess
to join us.
Yeah, definitely.
She enjoyed the show. Get all our get usual suspects next Tuesday. It's Crushing After Dark. Like us on Facebook, folks. Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. We're on Twitter. We're on everything.
Oh, Fantasy
so
Radio.
Find me. Yeah, Phone Fantasy Radio. And we'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. On that note, thank you to everybody who tuned in. Really do appreciate it. And I'm out.
Y'all have a good night.
Do you have a good night? Enjoy the rest of the night.
LaCresta.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for tuning in. Even though you were smacking in our ear.
Ah, my bad. I won't do that again.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you could hear that.
Yeah, I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I told you I was hungry.
I know. That's why they're saying that. Yeah, we heard a lot.
And that won't happen again.
All right.
All
right. I do it, too. I can eat bags of chips on
air.
Wow.
So really?
I do it, too.
Okay.
I didn't get to play my playlist today, folks. And I'll play it tomorrow.
But what was you were playing? You played tonight. That was a cool song you played. What was that?
I played two songs.
Girl.
I played the first song was actually R. Kelly and Kelly Rowland, All the Way from the Black Panties album. And
was
then
it all
Trey
the way?
Songz. Nah. Yeah, it's called All the Way.
Yeah, I like that. Nah. It's called All the Way. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. With R. Kelly and Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
I like that. Why don't you send me that?
Send you that? I sure can.
I appreciate it.
No problem. All right, folks. On that note, I'm going to play my little outro, and I'm going to speak to y'all tomorrow.
Bye. All right.
Phone Fantasy Radio. Sure enough, your ass is told so. Lucas Hart is a hostess. Super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, sweet, the fantasy, limelight. Musically and conscious, crushing out the dog. Phone FantasyRadio.com 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.